doesn't. I mean, you guys were moving the ball out well, like that.
Oh, yeah, did Ron Rivera throw the challenge flag in time?
No, he didn't. That's what they said. They showed it on the replay. He didn't throw it in time.
What was he throwing a challenge flag for?
The first Devontae Smith big catch.
The one that started the onslaught.
That one was out of bounds. Gonna be out of bounds.
That was the catch.
I think it was really close because you could not tell if he got both feet in bounds.
He didn't.
I don't think he did, but I wouldn't doubt him if he did. I really wanted to go to review so we can know if
it's still made one of NFL top plays.
Yeah, it's crazy because the referees are like, no, he was a Heisman Trophy winner. He doesn't make those mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised. Once I saw it, I was like, dog, no way he caught that. And I saw the replay they showed on the big screen. I was like, ain't no way he caught that, bro. The
touchdowns as well. That was a career game.
I really wish the big when he mossed him, I wish that was a touchdown.
Yeah.
I really wish that one was a touchdown.
He still, yeah, he got a touchy though.
Perfect. Bro, he got the wind knocked out of him and then got up immediately.
Yeah, we can't.
He landed straight on his back. So I mean, it was the force of him, like, because this man probably got up
here. Yeah, bro.
He probably got
Batman
up here
literally.
Yeah, they
why
did.
Why are we
see
talking about Batman? I've never seen Batman, dude. That's Spider-Man. Why are we talking about Batman? Like, everyone's been talking about Batman. I was like, are we calling A.J. Brown Batman? Because A.J. Brown
they're all Batman.
A.J. Brown is Batman.
Darius Slay interview, he's like, we got skinny Batman, we got swole Batman, and we got fast Batman.
I'm skinny.
Hey, Quez is fast Batman.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be Nightwing, Robin, and Batman. I'm sorry.
Travis Kelce podcast, they're like, oh. And then, like, they're saying like Jason Kelce would be fat Batman.
Jordan Davis is the Hulk.
Bat pig.
That's fat Batman.
Yo, when we saw that's fat. That dude was huge.
That guy was a behemoth.
That guy was a monster.
I mean,
I'm so happy he's on the Eagles.
I'm when you see niggas like that
who standing next to Fletcher Cox.
Oh my God, he was standing next to Fletcher Cox and somebody else. I think Javon Hargrave. I was like,
yo, who's that?
Why does I didn't even think that was him. I'm like, that's not Jordan Davis. That is like, oh, you know, that's Jordan Davis.
That's
like,
motherfucking Jordan Davis, dog. Like that guy stood as tall as like him and Fletcher Cox, the Twin Towers, standing right next to each other. Or sorry, Josh Sweat. My bad.
yeah, the type of week in the NFL we had last week. Crazy week. We had the comebacks. We had comebacks. We had upsets. We had domination from like many teams. I mean, and then this week, complete opposite. I think this week was a dud when it came outside of the Dolphins Bills game. I feel like the rest of it was a dud.
I mean, like Colts.
Okay, Chiefs. Colts and Chiefs. Yes,
that
Colts
was surprising.
Jaguars and Chargers.
Jaguars kind of like,
that was boring. Jaguar. Okay, I mean. Am I surprised? Okay, you guys can over here talk about the Jaguars. That's kind of surprising. I picked them to win the AFC South. I'm not surprised. I knew what this team is. Dougie P?
You know, you are exactly right.
Aggression?
Super aggressive.
He's aggressive.
Hoodridge Dougie P himself in
Hoodridge
Jacksonville?
Dougie P.
By the way, I hope everyone in Florida does well. You got a hurricane down there.
Yeah, big ups. Big ups to our Tampa, Jacksonville, our Duval.
Our Duval County people, our Miami people. Orlando.
They're not going to be as affected by
the... Oh, no, it's bad. I don't know if you've been watching the news, brother.
Miami, too?
Oh, not Miami. Miami, y'all good. Two of y'all good. Even though they traveled to Cincinnati a day earlier, I believe.
Oh, they traveled... Oh, so that means their stadium's going to be vacant on Sunday.
I mean, it was going to be vacant anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit. NFL, you don't got to reschedule.
You could just go across the state.
Anyways.
Move down to Miami.
But I agree with you, man. This week was
a little bit mid. It was a dud. Look.
The under hit this week.
Oh, 100. It hit.
Except for that Falcons and Seahawks. Shout out to y'all.
I know you made some good money off that, Omar. You made some good money off that.
Shout out to y'all.
Hey, it's always those teams that you never expect. They always hit that over.
They're a dogfight. That was a dogfight game.
For example, yo, let's look at it. Dolphins and Bills. That was the first one. That was probably the biggest one. Biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Biggest game of the weekend. We had the 2-0 Dolphins playing the 2-0 Bills. One person's got to win. Dolphins, surprisingly, come out with a 21-19 victory. And honestly, like, everyone's talking about an upset in this game. honestly, Dolphins kind of like got lucky in my opinion this one. You know, Tyler Bass, the kicker for the Bills, he's a great kicker. I mean, if Isaiah McKenzie just goes out of bounds like a smart man, they have at least one play, and Josh Allen's at least smart enough to. You never know, but they just ran out of time in that game. Dolphins tried to lose that game, but at the end of the day, Dolphins got the W. They knock off a division opponent in the Bills, AFC favorite, Super Bowl contender, AFC contender in the Bills, and now they prove themselves to be a serious competitor out in the AFC, and that's what I like to see. That's what I like to see out of the Dolphins. Over on the NFC side, we only got one more team that's undefeated, and that is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, sir.
Go Birds, baby.
Hands up. Go Birds.
Hey, man, Gardner Minshew said it himself. You're as good as your record says, and we are a good team.
So here's the thing, though. Last week on the pod, we were talking about it, and Omar, you specifically were talking about how Eagles-Bills Super Bowl. You had the wrong AFC East team, buddy.
Yeah, they got the
wrong. You had the wrong AFC East team, buddy.
Exactly, man. Now it's the Dolphins. We will see the Dolphins in the Super Bowl if we go to the Super Bowl this Sunday.
I got. Well, this Sunday I got the Jags, but here I got to ask y'all this. So, being a 3-0 team, I've been telling you guys as you guys took care of the Commies on Sunday. We was there firsthand to watch it. And I know being there firsthand, you guys got to see a good glimpse of how this Philadelphia Eagles team looks. This 2022 Philadelphia Eagles team look. So let's just start there. Like, what did you guys see? What do you guys like? Well, how was seeing this iteration of the Eagles up close? And does it give you shades of that 2017 Eagles team?
To be honest with you, this is a way more talented squad than the 2017 team on both sides of the ball. I feel like in 2017, the team was a little bit older. You had pretty good vets, how we signed those guys. This team is a lot younger, just as explosive, if not even more explosive than that 2017 game. And I just feel like they identified themselves a lot earlier than that 2017 team did. I mean, yes.
You guys started 7-0 that year, or
we started off 9-1.
10-1.
10-1. Yeah.
Wow.
But like the first couple of weeks of that year, we were, just getting by, doing just enough to win the game, and then we kind of got our mojo. The schedule got a lot easier, and then we just rode that and just kind of blew teams away.
Yeah.
What we're seeing here is domination, like from the start.
But here's the thing. I mean, I hate to cut you off here, but I wanted to ask you this in particular, because this is what I was thinking about with the Eagles of this 2022 Eagles team compared to that Eagles team that won the Super Bowl that year. I in power rankings, I look at the Dolphins as a much better team than you guys. Okay? Just because of the opponents they faced. And if I'm being comparatively speaking, this Eagles team, the first 3 weeks compared to the first 3 weeks that Eagles team faced in 2017, a lot tougher. There's no comparison. The 2022 Eagles opponents between the Lions, the Vikings, and the Commanders compared to what you guys faced in 2017, you guys faced the Redskins, the then Redskins, week two. I forgot who y'all played.
The Chiefs.
And then y'all played the Giants.
Then the Chargers.
Two division opponents at the start.
Yeah, no, but not even division opponents, teams that made the playoffs.
Right.
These teams here, the first 3 weeks, teams that didn't make the playoffs, teams actually not that good. So
this Lions are better than the Commanders. They played way harder than the Commanders.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Don't get me wrong there. But
Vikings might be better than the Commanders, too.
This is what I'm worried about with you guys. Like, that 2017 Eagles team, you guys played, those first three opponents were 2016 playoff teams. You understand?
Right.
Well, not given the Redskins, but they should have made the playoffs that year. This 2022 team, this is what I'm worried about, is that are they getting easy opponents? And that's why I'm very intrigued, and I think this game coming up against the Jaguars could be a kind of a trap game, but just knowing the veterans and knowing how you guys are coached, I don't think it would be, but it's possible.
Well, it's really kind of hard to measure in that standard, given that NFL teams change from year to year. Just because it was a playoff team last year, maybe they had a lot of people on one-year deals, and, you know, they're no longer with the team, so it's a completely different team. You know, about, like, what's the percentage? Like, 50-some percent of the roster is, stays, and the other 50 is gone. Like, there's a bunch
probably
of new faces.
Something like
and,
that.
Yeah.
But that's what worries me about this Eagles team right now. I just see it online. I'm seeing it on social media and stuff like that. Even talking to you guys. You guys over here already. I mean, last week I was talking about Super Bowl. But
oh, we're still going to Super Bowl. I'm riding that
I mean, yeah, we're pretty optimistic. I feel like from what we've seen so far,
you guys have a great team.
Like, the
I
way,
mean, yeah, we do.
And yeah, we have a great team in the way we're winning.
I agree with you, man. This next week against the Jaguars will be a very tricky game because I do respect their offense and the team, especially their coach. They got a young team just like us at the offensive side, but I think our defensive side is where we have a little bit more of an advantage, and we might be able to win that game. I don't know if it'll be a dominant game. It might be a shootout because you see how many points the Chargers are putting up against. Actually, that's a battered LA Chargers.
Yeah.
They lost. They
team.
Lost a lot of defensive.
Still,
players.
It's still an upset. No
big
matter
upset.
What you think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
But
they have that ability to upset big teams. So right now we're a big team. We're 3-0. I'm saying Super Bowl. This could be a hard game for us.
Honestly,
but we win this game. I think we have a favorable schedule.
They're one mistake away from being a 3-0 team. The Jaguars on. They really are a one mistake away from being a 3-0 team.
I mean, look, it's week one, you know, like we see all kinds of things happening, you know, some people didn't even play all of preseason, that's their first time seeing any type of action.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, going back to your point about the Eagles, you know, not facing any, like, tough opponents, I mean.
As of right now, yeah.
We're going to face the Cowboys after 2 weeks after the Jaguars. I mean, these division. I consider
the
division
real,
games to be
what,
hard.
Division
game, test,
you need to get the division
game. Because we play the Cardinals in between that.
You win the division games, you know, you're going to be playing in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So
there you go.
And then look at the rest schedule. Like, there's a lot of easy teams. Steelers, Texans, Commanders.
But I mean, no. There's some hard.
Packers.
You don't
know.
You don't know, Omar.
You don't
Saints
know.
Saints is another big
we
one.
We don't know yet.
Titans, too. We play these really big, heavy-hitting teams.
So, again, going back to your point, like, I'm going to kind of, like, argue in favor of you here. We have started 3-0 before in the past and not made the playoffs. 2014 with Chip Kelly. We finished the season 10-6. We lost key important divisional games.
It depends. That year, too. I mean, I remember how many injuries killed y'all that year.
2016, injury, suspension.
Y'all were working with a rookie quarterback.
We were working with a rookie quarterback, and the first three games were kind of easy. Although, it was... People were very surprised
actually,
when we blew out the Steelers.
That's a really good point that you brought up the 2016 team. Omar, I don't think – I mean, Wentz's rookie year with you guys started off 3-0, yeah. Beat a Steelers team.
34-3.
Destroyed a Steelers team that ended up making
the
conference
AFC championship.
Made the AFC championship that year. This is – oh, my God. I love this sport for that reason.
Yeah.
You never know. You really never know.
You never know, you know. So, look.
I mean,
very
even
happy.
Last year, the Cardinals started 7-0, man.
And then, you know, look at the turn they took right now.
Exactly.
But the difference is, you know, we don't have a rookie quarterback. We have a quarterback playing at a very, very high level.
That's an MVP caliber level. I got him up there.
Absolutely.
On a futures bet.
He's definitely, I got to say about Hurts, I mean, he's definitely taking that next step possible.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to, well, with the first three games, I mean, it's tough to gauge. It's really tough to gauge for me because these are three teams that defensively aren't that great. But this is what I've been saying with the Eagles since when we did before the season started. They benefited so much from the Cowboys winning the division last season. They benefited so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't have to take on a really hard, grueling schedule. And this is a team I'm looking at right now. Dude, this is a team 13 or 14 wins, like easily, in my opinion, easily.
Bro, we go 16-0.
I think I saw.
We beat them, we beat the Jaguars, the Packers, and the Titans, 16-0.
The betting lines, you guys aren't favored, aren't.
We're favored to win.
Aren't underdogs? Season. Yeah, aren't going to be underdogs the rest of the season.
Oh yeah, no, that is left.
Yeah.
Once you become 3-0. That because you are officially the
target.
Well,
not just that, but you mean you guys have a solid squad all around, like offense, defense, special teams, solid squad, like best offensive line, best defensive line in football right now. You know, no matter what, okay, like, no matter how bad the Commanders play, and, like, obviously I'm a Commanders fan and everything, but we played bad. Our offense line is terrible, but to give up 9 sacks.
That's atrocious.
To give up 9 sacks. That's bad. Yeah, that's really bad. Man. That's shades of, like, the Giants back
that's
in
the, just
the
Eagles.
The human year, Justin Tuck Giants back in the
you
day,
guys
you
made
know?
Brandon Graham look like an all-pro.
Oh, God.
Again.
Yo.
Oh,
man. Yo, tell me about it.
We
yo.
Were there. We were watching every single play. This man Wentz did not. He was flustered.
You know what it
he
was?
He was flustered.
This is the Eagles getting, the defense players getting revenge on Wentz. And you know what? The offensive linemen were like, here, you can have him. We don't give a fuck about this guy. Oh, $28 million in cap space.
It was really bad. It was a actual. It was a beatdown, you know. And honestly, our defense didn't do as bad as I thought it. But honestly, like,
I mean,
defense didn't do that bad.
I mean, 24 points in a quarter. That's kind of.
Well, yeah. Look, they did what they could because the offense wasn't helping them out.
That's true.
Unlike, we weren't getting a first down. We couldn't get a first down, bro.
Yeah, you guys, Wentz had negative 17 passing yards at the half.
There was a crazy stat. I think it was at the start of somewhere in between the second quarter. It was on the broadcast. It said Eagles passing yards, 323. Commanders, -1.
Wow.
I mean,
see, this is why I'm going to stop.
That counts the sack yards and everything like that.
Doug, that's actually incredible. I'm about to watch that whole game again. No, but to your point, bro, I agree with you.
Move on, bro.
No, I will move on.
Hey, it's 17 weeks in the season. Bro.
Right, I'm going to watch that little 90-minute, 3-hour games in like 30 minutes or whatever.
Hey, just move on, bro. No.
Watch it once.
And
then we're on to the Jags.
You could actually watch it on your phone because you literally recorded half the game.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did. Luckily, I might have been, impaired, but I was impaired.
Yeah. Oh, you was definitely impaired, dog.
To manually operate a video camera on portrait mode.
Man, they wasn't showing the replays at all, so Omar came in clutch. Like the
except for the
Brandon Graham strip sack. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were trying to figure out who had the sack because, it was like a bunch of bodies.
I mean, to me, it just looked like this man got, sandwiched and it was like, oh, here, have the ball.
That's what he looked like. He just threw it up.
But I'm like, how do you lose the ball there?
I thought it was a forward pass at first.
It looked really bad, man.
That was the Wentz moment for that game.
Like I said, I'm ready for the Wentz experience. I'm here for it. I wish the team would have prepared better. I felt like we were just not prepared for the Eagles, And it's crazy too, you guys coming off a Monday night game, you think you guys are the sluggish team. You guys came in running.
Shout out to the coaching staff and the players. They played a great game. But to your point, bro, like you said earlier, Cowboys definitely did us a big favor by winning the division, because I'm looking at their schedule right now. They really played two hard teams. They played the Bengals, they beat. Buccaneers, they lost, and it wasn't even like a domination. It was just they couldn't do anything.
You were talking about, Omar, like you mentioned the Titans, you mentioned the Saints as the
Cowboys play the Titans too, and the Packers as well.
Well, yeah, no, we all play the AFC South.
Yeah, we all play.
You mentioned those teams like the Titans and the Saints. I'm just like, bro, are they good teams?
Are they good in their division? But
Titans
when they play,
Titans just. Almost lost to the Raiders. Raiders now 0-3. Talk about that in a little bit. The Saints lost to the Panthers. Baker Mayfield gets his first.
They struggle in Carolina. That's
if
like
they,
a
if,
every year thing.
If every right. team in our division beats the Saints are bad. Because I think our division is officially on the up.
But that's the thing. I feel like our division has always been on the up. But I'm just an NFC's Tomer.
Yeah.
I know what our division is capable of. We have the most Super Bowls of all time. So yeah. It's just like, yeah, no, we know how to play football.
We know how to play football. Division. We will try to take everything away from the other
teams.
NFC's
had the repeat
teams.
Winner in years. Why do people hate that?
Well, that means they're competitive as fuck, That means we're just a hella competitive product we're putting out every season, between the three teams.
Sorry, AFC South.
Sorry for the Giants. Giants haven't won that shit in a minute. Giants haven't won the division in a minute,
Yeah, at least, Washington had it in 2020.
2020, 2015, we had it. Giants haven't had it since.
Eli Manning,
2011 was
2011,
the last time.
Damn.
Yeah, the Giants won.
Who was MVP that season?
Aaron Rodgers.
Wow, how many times is
he
gonna have to win?
Crazy season that year.
Yeah, man.
15-1, right?
That was a 15-1 season.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
15-1, man. That guy, and he just
15-1 and done.
15-1 and done. Exactly.
Dude, and they just beat the Buccaneers, who have no one at receiver. They signed Cole Beasley.
They did sign Cole Beasley. And the thing is, so with the Buccaneers, I don't know what's going on with them, you know? I feel like once they get their receivers back, they did not have Mike Evans. I think it would have been a little bit different if they had Mike Evans in the lineup. But I think with the Buccaneers, the biggest thing is they're missing Chris Godwin, and they are extremely missing that tight end presence of Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, Gronk.
And or O.J. Howard. O.J. Yeah. Howard could have been that guy, but he left in free agency.
He went to
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
No,
Texans.
Houston, yeah.
He's on Texans,
yeah. Houston, that's
yeah, every time I see him on fantasy, he's got a little Buffalo jersey on, so.
Yeah, he still does. But that's the thing with the Buccaneers. I mean, Brady needs his checkdown guy. That's why they signed Beasley.
Yeah.
They're worried about this with Godwin injury, because Godwin was the checkdown guy, really.
You know, Godwin, yeah.
Julio been playing at all.
Julio played one game.
He won against the Cowboys. And that's the thing with Julio. Julio's injuries are nagging. You know, he won't just miss 1 week. He'll miss multiple weeks with the same injury. And we thought Julio was going to be that guy. So if Julio, like we talked about it in the very first episode for the season, man. If the Buccaneers just stay healthy, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
The health is their biggest question. Their defense is still balling the fuck out.
That's why their scores are so low.
Oh,
they can barely do anything.
Oh, yeah.
The defense has to put the team on his back.
And Brady did not get that full off season. You know, he had that 10 days off to rekindle his relationship with Giselle. Maybe he's not working.
He retired. He unretired.
He retired. You know,
is that's he going through a midlife crisis?
Oh, he's 100%.
He's definitely like.
I wouldn't even call it a midlife crisis. I think he just needs to realize he's just gay for football and Mike Evans. I think he loves Mike Evans.
Mike Evans definitely loves him.
Mike Evans definitely loves him.
It's Tom Brady.
But who's going to throw Mike the football?
At first, he loved Randy Moss. But then he realized, wait, I found my light-skinned Randy Moss.
And then he was like, I love Gronk. But
he's like, Gronk's stupid.
No, shout out Gronk.
But no, so, like, and on the other side of it, the Packers also. I mean, their games haven't looked that good.
This game was really ugly, but at the same time, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is playing at that 15-1 level. Aaron Rodgers.
I think
the ayahuasca changed.
The 100%. The drugs
might have changed his psychological perspective, but probably not his physical perspective. But definitely the GM changed the physicality perspective by changing the receiver corps because they can't put up points.
I mean, beforehand, look, he had. This is reminding me of early Aaron Rodgers, like pre-Jordy, not even pre-Jordy. Like, this is right after Brett Favre left.
Right.
'08, '09 Aaron Rodgers, when he doesn't have the receivers, you know?
Exactly, yeah, and he's finding ways to win games.
We've been spoiled with how well Jordy Nelson played for so long, and then Jordy Nelson turned into Devontae Adams for so long for Aaron Rodgers. Now he has to kind of, like, relearn, you know, and it's hard to do that when you have young receivers and you're a very veteran old quarterback, you know? And he's not the leader that Tom Brady is, for example. He kind of demands you to do this. Brady is like kind of like teaching you like this, that, and that.
Yeah, he's more like Kobe or Mike, where it's like, yo, if you want to play with me, you got to play at the same standard I hold myself to.
Yep.
So you do got to be at that level. And when you're playing with younger people, they're probably not on the same level as him, and it's probably hell for them because he's probably an asshole to them.
So we'll see if Alan Lazard, a guy like Alan Lazard, Is he the guy?
Yeah.
He might be the guy.
The other guy, Romeo Doubs?
Could Doubs, maybe Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins, maybe?
As of right now, you could really tell that it's bothering him that Devontae Adams is not there.
So he has to spread the ball around, but Devontae Adams was really that safety net because you have Devontae Adams.
Speaking of Devontae Adams and the Raiders,
that was just Pippen. If we're going to Michael Jordan,
they did the whole last dance, like charade last year.
Yeah, to get kicked out in the first round. Oh man. Okay.
Sheesh,
Aaron.
Hey,
they turned it around just like last year.
Look, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
I think they'll be fine.
AFC North isn't anything. I mean, I still think the Lions are the Lions. I mean.
I feel like they won one game against the Packers.
I can see that.
I can see that. Well, I mean, they beat them last year.
It got to be in Detroit, though.
It has to be in Detroit.
Probably that Thanksgiving game.
I mean, guys, it was so close to beating the Vikings.
They were. But that's what I'm saying is the Lions are still going to be the Lions, you know? Like, we talked about it last week. You got to have that quarterback who has the gut instinct killer. I mean, and in Detroit, they don't have that guy. They don't have that Jared Goff. They have the Jared Goff. They don't have... Hey, if Detroit had Kirk Cousins, a guy like Kirk Cousins, that would have been fine. But they have Jared Goff, you know?
I will put Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins in the same category.
I gotta give Kirk, like, maybe, like... Kirk gets a shit shotgun while Jared sits bitch seat, you know?
I mean, Jared's been to a Super Bowl.
Wow.
I mean, hey Jared, I'm sorry. Okay, then let me ask this question too. How much of this is Jared being good? Is Jared being good? Is he playing well, or is it the coaching learning how to like put him in the right position to play well, like how it was in that?
I'll say this: Jared needs to play his very best game, his very absolute greatest game, for the Lions to win, because he doesn't get help outside of that. You know, like his. Best game ever with the Rams was the 2018 season. He had a great game against the Vikings. It was like a Thursday night game. Went nuts. And then it was that crazy Monday night game with the Rams. I mean, the Chiefs. The like 54-51 game.
That was the most insane game ever. I forgot that was Jared Goff.
But see, he has help there, you know?
Cooper Kupp still
needed help there. Cooper Kupp, the defense had a touchdown, too.
Yeah, dude. Also, yeah, you're right.
So
I forgot all about that game. That was such a great game.
I mean, yeah, that 2018 season was one of the
highest scoring seasons.
Well, it was one of the greatest seasons ever.
We saw the introduction of Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen came in the league as well.
I was thinking about it earlier today, bro. We got a Super Bowl before we knew who Patrick Mahomes was and before he came to the league. And I think... We're lucky.
Patrick Mahomes was a rookie in 2017.
Yeah, I know.
I remember the Chiefs, they traded up to draft him.
That's what they were doing.
You know what's crazy? Like, I look at the whole Jalen Hurts thing and Patrick Mahomes, the way they got drafted. The Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes to replace Alex Smith while Alex Smith was starting. And then Alex Smith had a really good 2017 season.
I mean, he had a great set 2017 season. Yeah, I think he threw 4,000 yards. Yeah.
How many years was he playing before Patrick Mahomes got
You should drafted? Really 10, 11 take, years. Take your time when you get a chance. Look up Alex Smith's career. It's actually one of the most phenomenal. Like,
it's better than Carson Wentz's tenure at the Eagles before.
Well, Carson Wentz is going on the tenure where just any normal like NFL quarterback.
Oh, Brett Favre, basically.
No. Brett Favre's Hall of Famer. You
know? Alex Smith went from first overall pick. He was the first overall pick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
first
okay.
overall pick, like struggling, bust, and just completely turned around. Like
I believe he had in his rookie year, he had more turnovers than completions.
I
saw a crazy video about Alex Smith. He had an insane stat about like how he just turned the ball over ridiculously, and it wasn't his fault really. It was like just everything around him.
Yeah, the 49ers were a shit show in 06.
It wasn't until I think his second or third year, maybe his fourth year in the league, where he had more touchdowns than interceptions.
Yeah,
he would always throw more interceptions than touchdowns.
For a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
But that's the thing. Back then in the NFL, like it was really easier. It was a lot easier to do that. You know, there was
defensively.
There was a lot more patience on the offensive end. It wasn't as high scoring. There wasn't as a demand to win now.
They were run heavy, and that was like Frank Gore's rookie year too.
Yeah,
Frank Gore. Yeah. Yeah. Frank Gore was a dog every single year, year in, year out.
But let's go back to here.
I wanted to finish this point though, before we go. So Jalen Hurts got drafted to replace Wentz, who at the time was playing pretty good football. But unlike Alex Smith, who saw what was coming and seeing I'm going to get replaced. So let me try to ball out and make my resume great so I can get traded to a good team.
When it comes to Jalen Hurts, I think... And you guys got to be honest here, because I remember telling you guys this about Carson Wentz. I was telling you guys, I mean, because I seen it as a Washington fan with quarterbacks, and I saw with RG3. Once the injuries start coming, and you start seeing a pattern, and I told you guys this with Carson Wentz.
Yeah, he's
he can't finish the season.
You called it.
I was like, you can't trust the guy if he can't finish the season.
That's why they drafted Jalen Hurts.
That's why they drafted, because they couldn't trust him to finish the season, you know. But now he's proven he can. He's proven he's durable, and maybe because he's not playing as reckless. Because like when he was with you guys, I mean, that 2017 season was amazing, man. He was juking linebackers left and right.
Yo, he was.
He's not doing that duck shit no more.
Oh, he's not doing that duck shit no more.
Remember the duck shit he used to do against y'all? I was like, bro, what are you doing?
And it's funny because I kind of feel for him in a way, because I was reading an article about him just about this game, and it was just like talking about why he takes so many sacks. It's just like because he's still that competitor, you know.
He's a gunslinger, man.
He's still that gunslinger, but he still feels like he's that athlete he never gives up on a play. He feels like he can break this tackle. He feels like he can make a play here like he used to do back in the day. But at the end of the day, you just got to realize, man, like,
let it go, Carson.
Let it go. Let it go, Carson.
He thinks he has the dog.
Let it go.
He thinks he has a dog in him, and that he thinks he has Josh Allen's dog in him.
Yeah, it's like, you're not Josh Allen.
You're not Josh Allen.
You were Josh Allen, bro. You were Josh Allen. You're not Josh Allen no more, man. Even though he almost had that touchdown run against y'all.
Yo.
I have that video.
You know, I have it on video, too.
He's running so slow.
I recorded that red zone drive. I recorded every single down. I was like,
bro, he had the slowest stutter step.
Oh, he juked him, though.
He did.
I don't know who it was. I think it counts as a tackle because he stumbled.
Was it TJ?
Nah, he juked him and the other guy tackled him. I think he tackled CJ.
CJ Chauncey Gardner, yeah.
I think he juked a corner or something.
No,
like
CJ
that.
Had to clean it up.
Probably Avante Maddox.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
God.
Avante Maddox made a crazy goal line stop on that fourth and goal.
Yeah,
he dogged the fuck out of Logan.
I'll put it up on Twitter for y'all to see.
It was a stupid ass play call, number one. But regardless, but like that, like I told you guys,
it was what happened. I think the play because the Chiefs do that shit all the time and it works. I think Jordan Davis was in on that play. He kind of pushed.
Bro,
the
I
could have
told you
it.
That was not gonna work. I would have told you that wasn't gonna work. You know, but still, like, back to the point is, you guys knew Doug Peterson and at least Howie knew that I can't trust Wentz to finish the season, because y'all drafted Jalen Hurts in the 2020 draft right after what happens in the playoff game.
He takes one hit.
Carson Wentz takes one hit out for the game. You know?
Jadeveon Clowney. Never forget it.
And that marked his third straight, his fourth.
Was it three? I think it was three.
Yeah, that robbed
20, the third straight season. The third straight season since his rookie year.
He hasn't made it to a postseason.
No, he didn't finish the year.
He didn't finish the year. Because if you're going to make it to the postseason, what's up?
He made it to the regular season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Howie Roseman did say.
Finish the year, though.
And he's the only athlete I know to probably have
a double
ankle
if he plays
ankle
that
sprain.
Game, you guys probably beat the Seahawks.
Howie Roseman said we played four playoff games with a backup quarterback, so, of course, we need to invest in the quarterback position.
There you go.
Boom. Look at
there
that.
You go. Hell, even in that playoff game against the Seahawks, bro, if fucking, what's his name, Josh McCown isn't 40 years old, tears his groin, y'all might win. Y'all have a chance, you know?
Was that Danger Russ's last playoff win?
I believe so.
No.
They haven't made it since.
It was his last playoff win.
Subway sandwiches.
Let's talk about the AFC West here, because they had quite the weekend, week three in football. Let's start with the Raiders and Titans. Raiders, man, Josh McDaniel, his second stint as a head coach, kind of starting to resemble his first stint. Raiders now 0-3.
Ooh,
lose
that's a bad
heartbreaker.
Record.
Yeah, lose a heartbreaker in Tennessee by 2 points, 24-22. I believe they didn't get the 2-point conversion in that one. Davante Adams isn't clicking with Derek Carr as we hoped to. And I was watching Dan Orlovsky like a breakdown with him, or maybe it was Ryan Clark, but I was watching the breakdown with him. It looks like this. Derek Carr wants to be like the Christian, love thy neighbor. No, Derek Carr, please love thy Davante Adams, you know. Mm-hmm. He throw him the back shoulder fade. Just force feed him the ball like Aaron Rodgers would force feed him the ball, okay? Hunter Renfrow, you suck.
Yeah, man.
Hunter, you were my boy last year, but your ass this year.
They dropped a bag on a bust.
Josh Jacobs, you going off though, you know? Josh Jacobs, everyone's talking shit about you, but you doing your thing. Chiefs and Colts, man. Chiefs and Colts, this game, we might see some issues brewing in Kansas City. I ain't never seen Patrick Mahomes yell at his coach, but in that game he was yelling at Eric Bieniemy. Andy Reid had to hold him back. There might be some trouble brewing in Kansas City. Jaguars, Chargers. Jaguars blow the brakes off the Chargers in L.A., and now the Chargers are here across the board. They lost their Pro Bowl.
They lost every big position you can
get. Oh, yeah, 100%. Joey Bosa is gone for at least half the season. Rashawn Slater is gone for the season. Keenan Allen's hurt. I mean, Justin Herbert's hurt,
but he doesn't want to leave.
Justin Herbert's hurt, but he's him, so he's a dog. He's got that dog in him, Skip. He's got that dog in him.
Share that dog.
But you know, getting your legs, getting your freaking brakes blown off at home by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Given, I mean, I knew what Duval was all about.
Yeah, we knew what it was.
I knew what Duval was about. I knew Duval with Doug Peterson.
The league knew what it was when Doug Peterson signed up.
Hey, I'm just saying. You're finna start seeing ski masks soon in Duval. Duval.
Yo, are we gonna see a ski mask next week? I don't think the
Eagles. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
We're not stealing anything. We're just taking what's rightfully ours.
No. Sirianni finna be like,
iron throne.
Yeah.
Sirianni finna be like, yo, I got a position for you, Doug.
Who's last time?
Bro, they about to play the Kobe video again in the Eagles.
Yo. Bring Doug Peterson back on as an offensive coordinator.
But also, and then like. And then we got the shitty-ass Denver Broncos with their square-ass quarterback and their dumb-ass head coach. The final score was 11-10, bro. That was the most boring Sunday night game I ever seen. And, hell, the 49ers even gifted them 2 points. They should have lost.
Wow. Jimmy G, you walked out the end zone.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Jimmy G.
1-1-1-0.
Yeah. An error.
The battle of the bots.
Let's talk about Jimmy G. Let's talk about one Jimmy G real quick. All right. This man is the only quarterback in NFL history, the only player who compounded a mistake with a bigger mistake, but he was lucky because his first mistake was so egregious, they couldn't allow the other mistake.
The pick two.
He's like, hey, man, if I fuck up twice, I hedge my mistakes.
Because everyone was talking about he just stepped out the back of the end zone. And then I didn't even realize, wait, he stepped out the back of the end zone, but then ended up throwing a 2-yard pick six. But they couldn't count because he already stepped out the back of the end zone. I can't, like, you can't make this shit up in football. But, like, with the Broncos, man, everyone's high on this team. Their defense is getting it done. Their defense is definitely getting it done for them.
Their offense.
Yo, you know what's funny? That's the difference in the game. That pick two.
Yeah, that's literally.
Pick two.
The pick two.
Pick two.
Speaking of pick two, I mean, that Dolphins-Bills game, we had the butt punt.
Yeah. What a crazy week to have something happen in the end zone.
I'm telling you, man, this is why you gotta love this sport. I mean, last week we had the crazy comebacks. We had one of the best weeks of football we've ever seen, and then this week we had like some. We had memeable moments.
We had a lot of memeable moments. Let's start with Ken Dorsey.
Oh my god!
Destroying everything and rage quitting from the game after. Was it Singletary? Was it Isaiah McKenzie who couldn't get out of bounds? Isaiah McKenzie couldn't get out of the bounds.
See, I didn't know why he got that mad until I realized. I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, wait. There's no.
The first of all, it was just that Isaiah McKenzie had zero awareness of the clock. Once he caught the ball, he should have just went down right away. And they figured something out.
And they could have, like, at least went for, like.
I don't know if it was a third down or something like that.
They could have went for a field goal, maybe. I think. I don't know.
They were at least. Where were they? They were where he. They were definitely like maybe
halfway at least,
4 or 5 yards away from field goal range.
Oh, how do we know he's mad at Isaiah McKenzie? What if
he's mad because they ran out of time? Because they had time to spike it and they took forever.
Yeah, it took forever to get from the side. He didn't go out of bounds. He went down on the sideline.
Yeah, but I'm saying people are saying he's specifically mad at McKenzie. But like in my opinion, like McKenzie's no way he's getting out of bounds. The ball was placed in the middle of the field. Maybe Josh Allen missed something.
I mean, no, he's mad. He's literally just mad they ran out of time because he knew they were going to win that game.
Or maybe just don't catch the ball. Let it be an incomplete pass.
No, catch the ball because they had no timeouts.
Oh, you had to catch the ball. You were down the field. That's right. I didn't know where they were.
How did we know they were going to win that game?
They weren't. They gave
Ken Dorsey clearly thought they were going to win that game. I couldn't tell you any other reason why you'd be that mad unless you're doing cocaine.
So,
not a lot. Ken Dorsey sounds like the name of somebody who would do cocaine.
I mean, he did go to the University of Miami. That's why I will not ever shame my man's Ken Dorsey.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
Damn.
Oh, this was alleged talk.
he was on the bad end of the word, the
I feel his anger.
One of the worst calls in college football history. So maybe everything came back rushing at once.
You got a flashback. Said
call. It was that they played Miami Hurricanes 03 team played Ohio State.
Oh yeah.
He was the quarterback for Miami Hurricanes.
He had a flashback.
Yeah, he had a little flashback.
PTSD. Boy.
I'm dead. That only applies to soldiers.
I'm a soldier. I'm out there on the gridiron.
Yeah, I mean, the virtual gridiron.
Put on that helmet and pants. Yeah, transform skill. No, but dude.
Can we talk about another boring game, the Rams and Cardinals?
I'm
telling you, divisional games, though, I can't say divisional games are boring. Because they're divisional games, you know? They're gritty. They're tough.
Well, what I'm looking at right now,
you know?
All the divisional games, us and the Cowboys put up the most points.
Eagles and Commanders, bro. That was a boring game. We watched, outside of the second quarter, which y'all scored all your points.
Yeah, the rest of the game was sleepwalking.
Man, I'm not going to lie. Like, to me, that was exciting, man. Seeing Devontae Smith go up in the air like Batman, come on the ball like that.
Great day for.
Why are we calling him Batman? That man jumped like Spider-Man. Skinny Batman. I ain't never seen Batman jump like that.
Huh? It's a great day for everyone to have skinny Batman's jersey on.
Really? From building to building with the cape flying?
I never seen Batman jump.
You've never seen his insignia in the sky when they call for him? You know, the Heisman Trophy?
Hey, if y'all go to a game, you gotta make that sign. You make that sign. It's like the new Jumpman logo.
Now you point Batman lasers at the opposing team. like
you see the Heisman in the sky? Oh, they're going for best skinny Batman.
Like Senegal and Egypt, where they're pointing lasers at Muhammad Salah's face.
Yeah, nigga, got me dead. Oh my gosh.
I mean, look, we're Philly fans, bro. We could do crazy things.
And that was a great game. I'm glad he had that game. Everybody keeps talking about how small he is.
I called it, though. I told y'all that man's going to get man's going to be the one.
He is him.
I mean, I knew from that. I mean, he from Bama.
Heisman Trophy winner, bro. When was there ever?
I don't know. You guys couldn't hear. There's a lady sitting next to me, and then she just kept saying, like, he went to Bama. He went to Bama. I'm like, you know what? Respect.
Respect.
He did go to Bama.
There's always that one team in college football that you prepare to beat, get beat by, and it's always Bama. Yeah,
well, that's funny because Quez went to Mississippi State.
So did Fletcher Cox.
This is something about the SEC.
Oh no, sorry, he went to Southern Miss.
I was gonna say
Darius Slay went to Mississippi State.
Dak Prescott too.
Dak Prescott.
Montez Sweat,
yeah.
But like, I mean, the Rams are also like to me. They're not repeating.
They're
like,
mids. They're
no
mids.
Way. No way so the Rams mids. Are repeating. I mean, another surprise team. Look. I want to ask you guys, how do you guys feel about the Bears? They're 2-1.
I feel better about the Bears than I do the Rams. I'll tell you that.
Damn, that's a hard take, but like,
I don't. Bears have no one. That's the thing. Except for the running back.
Justin Fields has completed 23 passes.
That's what I'm saying. And I like
three
them.
Games.
I like them better than the Rams.
Over 3 games.
That's over 3 games. That's actually really bad.
That's eight completions a game.
Oh my God. What, are they running a Pop Warner offense over there?
Wait.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Why?
They're just running tight end pop passes.
Given the first game of the season was the monsoon they played in.
That was a run it and punch each other in the face game.
That's literally all they were doing all game. So you'd see Fred Warner and all their linebackers just fly like a David Montgomery.
Yeah, 100%. But either way, it's like if you eliminate that game, that's 12 completions a game. That's just
that's not really sustainable. Bad. That's not sustainable. Maybe, okay, offensively, the Rams are a way better team. But really, I agree with Mo. They're not repeating, and I don't like the trajectory they're going in because they're barely putting points up in these games. I don't know if it's Stafford being injured or because Allen Robinson finally scored week two. That was last week. So that's not the problem.
Is it
a problem with two? Yeah, he might have scored last week, too. I didn't watch the game.
Any Bears fans will tell you the problem with the Bears starts from the top. Man, anything with Chicago for starts from the top.
The ownership.
What destroyed the Bulls dynasty?
Jerry Krause.
Jay Krause.
Yeah. Every Chicago team had to
Jerry Krause. It wasn't the owner. It was the GM.
Doesn't
matter. The top of the organization.
Reinsdorf.
The people in the front office.
Reinsdorf. Reinsdorf was like, yo, you know, six championship. We need it.
But no, like for with the Rams, I do think like people are kind of finally understanding. Look, people forget that last year, Matthew Stafford led the NFL interceptions.
Yeah.
I think Richard Sherman said that. Yeah, Richard Sherman said on his pod not too long ago. Like, motherfuckers forget that this man, Matt Stafford, led the NFL interceptions last year.
Man, if there's anybody that's really good at getting petty stats, it's Richard Sherman, for sure.
I mean, is that a petty stat? Is that, you put it in context now. Like, this guy, I mean, there's a reason he wasn't that good in Detroit, you know? And he had Calvin Johnson.
Yeah,
you know, he threw for 5,000 yards, yeah, one year, but still, like, he was mid. He was the mid from Detroit.
Matthew Stafford or Carson Wentz?
Shit. Or would you take Kirk back in that trio?
Kill, marry, fuck.
I'd kill Kirk. I'd murder the fuck out of Kirk. It's not even a question.
Take it, you would just.
Like twice. I'd never go back to Kirk. I'd marry Carson because he's a God fearing Christian, and I'd have a one night stand with Matt Stafford. Let's talk about the Ravens, though. That's another team I want to bring up because Lamar Jackson is playing at a level I don't think we've ever seen in this league. And I believe it's back to we talk about Jalen Hurts. When we talk about Jalen Hurts, this is why I think Jalen Hurts will win the MVP this season, is because he's taking that 2019 step that Lamar Jackson did for the Ravens. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to do that for the Eagles this year. So the Eagles are looking like the 2019 Ravens, in my opinion.
As a Lamar Jackson's fantasy owner, I'm very qualified to talk about Lamar Jackson
right now. As am I. First of all, congratulations on winning your league.
Thank you.
Of which you are a proud Lamar Jackson manager.
Thank you.
The only thing that can stop this man, I think, and I think the Ravens really figured it out with offensively at least, with the receivers, because I wasn't big on their receiving core, but Rashad Bateman, I mean, you beat Xavier Howard, a top premier corner in this league, like he did in week two. Devin Duvernay looking good. You say still got Mark Andrews. J.K. Dobbins just came back this week. You get him more acclimated. This Ravens is a really hard team. Offensively is a hard team to keep up with. Defensively, I wish they could
do better, but I'm starting to think the Ravens are a lot better than what we think they are.
Hey, they were my Super Bowl pick. I believe I had them in the Super Bowl.
They're getting a lot of players back.
I really think the Miami
J.K. Dobbins back, I think?
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins came back.
Yeah, that changed, now it changes your offense. Now you can go back to running the ball, but I don't think they should. Let him keep playing the way he should.
Lamar, he won a Heisman. They were a couple plays away from beating the Dolphins, so. They were
20 points up. 100%. I mean, their defense, they still need to work on defense, but.
What does that say about the Dolphins, though? They beat the Bills the way they
did.
This
is what I was saying. Like, I think the Dolphins are the team to beat in the AFC. Like, first of all, their defense has been good the last two or three years, honestly. And no one's giving them respect on their defense.
Melvin Ingram literally is a big game changer.
They had Jalen Phillips. Who else?
Jerome Baker.
Javon Holland, Xavier Howard.
Melvin Ingram looks like a psycho without any gloves or sleeves or anything.
No, he looks tough.
I mean, he looks like that one Pop Warner kid.
Yeah, he does.
He gives me
first year playing football.
First year playing football kid, dog. Like, for real. But he's a dog, man. Melvin Ingram is a dog, and that was a really low-key signing for them. That, I mean, it's going to take dividends. That was a
good sign, because he's doing stuff like fucking making Josh Allen fumble on fourth down.
So, I mean, as long as they – it really just depends on Tua's health. If Tua can stay healthy.
Yeah, he took a big hit.
They've had issues with Tua's health over the years. So, if Tua can stay healthy, that's good. And it's the same thing with the Ravens. The Ravens are the same way, in my opinion. If the Ravens can keep Lamar upright, which they seem to be doing, but, I mean, if he's going to keep running the ball like he does, which, please do, Lamar. I'm not telling you.
Keep doing you, man.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to stop running the ball. Like, I really love the way you play football, man.
Everyone's
you play
saying,
football like every that like the way the game is supposed to be played, in my opinion, as a quarterback. You know,
dual threat.
Yeah, dual threat. Michael Vick. Michael Vick 2.0.
Really like
I just wish you had that, like, freaking, I mean, which you kind of do now, but I wish you had the flick of the wrist like Vick. Nobody ever has that flick of the wrist.
I think he
like
kind of does.
Do you think Tua can develop that? Because he's left-handed?
No way.
Nah.
The way that man, Vick, just
look
flung
at the flick
his
of the wrist.
And that ball flew just lasers.
It was literally like a baseball pitch.
So oh, it's crazy, right, Mo? Like, it's insane. He would just flick his wrist, and that shit would, and it would be a spiral. Tua's like kind of wobbly. Vic's would be a straight spiral, man. God, why'd you have to show him dogs?
But yeah, Lamar's playing definitely at MVP caliber. I got it's either him, Jalen Hurts, or Josh Allen win this MVP this year. Just based off of the small sample size of 3 weeks.
The stock for Jalen Hurts is going up.
Way
hey,
up.
The price of Drake just went up.
I'm buying all of it.
Price of Drake just went up for Jalen Hurts.
I'm double. Paying double.
It's a landlord. What I love about Jalen Hurts is like nothing is good enough for him. They never played to their standard.
Hey, that's what I was telling you guys. I mean, like, Jalen Hurts is his guy. He's a job's not finished kind of guy. He has that Kobe mentality. Job not finished. Like, I don't care. Like, take it 1 week at a time type shit. Well, as a lot of Eagles fans, man. Oh, like, I mean,
I don't know. Job
looks
finished.
As a fan, get excited. Get excited. Get excited, you know.
No, I agree with you. Take it 1 week at a time. But this is my expectation.
I'm just saying it's a long season. And I know, like, for example, I know for the Commanders, like, everyone's ready to give up on the season. Like, I'm kind of ready to give up on
the
season.
Hey, job not finished, Commanders.
Hey, look. But the thing is, like, I know how our team historically is. And, like, at least ever since I started watching them, we're a late-blooming team. We don't start showing up until late November, like, November and December.
Like, 1-7.
Literally, yeah, 3-6. Yo, if, our dangerous record is 3-6. I'll tell you that right now. That's our dangerous record, 3-6.
Y'all play Cowboys, Titans, Bears, Packers,
yeah,
Colts, Texans, Eagles.
It's actually seconds. Funny because
squeals.
Our first four games were actually one of the hardest. Was very hard for us.
Oh man, bro, you get to play the rapist.
I do.
January 1st.
I'm going to that game. If playoffs are on the line, I'm going to that game. Playoffs might be on the line.
You carry out the – you have a big-ass sign with Vince McMahon on it.
I ain't going to lie. That's why I was so hoping. I was praying on his
come
downfall.
Come on, Archer, you
I was praying he got suspended for the year because I saw the schedule. I'm like, dog, week 17? Week was that? Week 17, right?
First day of 2023?
Oh, my God. Like, what? Why? I've already seen him what he's capable of doing.
He does throw
dumb interceptions too. Interceptions to our linemen.
I will go to that game with you. That's gonna be his first. No, that's week 17. He's gonna be back for 6 weeks by then.
Yeah, he would be.
And he's already back in the facility.
Hey, look, he's already on my fantasy team.
And it's crazy that Calvin Ridley got suspended for a year.
And you traded for him, and man,
I didn't trade for him. The computer did.
Damn, boy.
That is hilarious. Madden fucked you.
They fleeced me.
Damn, bro. Who's your GM?
I don't know. I'll have to figure that shit out later. All I know is I lost Javon Hargrave and Gardner.
That's like the Goodell Goodies trades.
Oh, man, terrible. I'm done talking about fictitious football.
But here. What we got to look forward to week four, Mr. Omar.
Let's see. We got...
We talked about Eagles, Jags. We got... Cowboys and Commanders.
Thursday night, we got a big test for the Dolphins.
Thursday, we got Bengals.
Didn't talk about the Bengals at all, but like Bengals got their first dub against the Jets. Joe Shiesty looking back to Joe Shiesty. So that Thursday night game, they're debuting their new white helmets.
Yeah.
Their white Bengal uniforms.
They look nice.
They do look fresh.
They look icy as hell, bro. So we got, that's clearly a Thursday night game.
Liger Zero.
Liger Zero.
It will look like Liger's here. Oh, God.
Bills and Ravens play.
That should be a good one.
Chiefs and Tampa Bay might not happen on Sunday night, depending on where they play. 49ers and Rams. Packers, Green Bay, Panthers, Cardinals.
Isn't it a Packers and
Patriots? Who are the Broncos playing?
Packers, Patriots, not bad.
Broncos, Colts, yeah, of course.
Broncos and Colts, yeah.
Super Bowl.
No, it's Titans and Colts. Titans and Colts, dude. Broncos are playing Raiders.
That game is going to, the finals are going to be 5-3.
This is week four.
5-3 Broncos.
5-3 Broncos?
They're going to be 3-1, but like scoring only 20 points all year.
I think Brady wants them to get delayed. He wants as much time for his players to come back.
Brady's like, fuck, I got to get Hurricane in with my family.
Like shit.
No, we'll just hit the stadium.
Hurricane
can't come in the stadium.
But all jokes aside, like, yeah, prayers out to the people of Florida.
Yeah.
Earlier in the pod,
stay safe.
Yeah.
No, 100%. I mean, there's a lot of teams. I'm liking that Bengals-Dolphins game. I think
Bengals are favored.
You know, I will go with the Bengals in this one as well. I mean, Tua's banged up. Dolphins are, like I said earlier, they're leaving to Cincinnati on an earlier flight, on getting there a little bit earlier, so that's a less day of preparation for them. Bengals, they're going to be hot, coming off their first win of the season, wearing their new uniforms. That stadium should be rocking. And I think this could be a game where the Bengals kind of get rolling. Another game I really like and I'm very intrigued about, everyone's probably intrigued about this one, is the Bills and the Ravens. You know, Bills and the Ravens.
1 p.m. game.
1 p.m., yeah. I can't believe it's 1 p.m. game.
Yeah, right.
Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen. This is this is one of those matchups that, I mean, you love as a football fan.
All the good games are.
Look, give me the over in that one.
Yeah. I wanted the over last week on them. But you know how that turned out. Well, the over was like the spread, like plus 50 points. They only had fucking 40.
Here's another 40. One to look out for. I mean, I want to see Packers-Patriots because I really want to see Aaron Rodgers go up against
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer?
Not Brian Hoyer, but Bill Belichick's defense.
Well, he has Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, he's Brian Hoyer.
At quarterback.
No, what happened to Mac Jones?
Let me reword.
I want to see if the Packers offense is going to be able to put up a lot of points.
Look, Bill.
I want to see how they're.
We know the Packers. The last 2 years have showed you anything, but Bill Belichick is a fraud. Tom Brady made him.
Yeah.
No. Bill Belichick was only good because of Tom Brady, because Tom Brady was the reason why people wanted to go to New England and sign with the Patriots. Like, let's be real. That was literally the only reason.
Because he's a great guy.
Aside from Jalen Mills, who just likes being weird.
Is that for a high ankle sprain?
That is for a high ankle sprain, bro.
That's funny because I was just
playing
basketball.
For the highest ankle sprain.
My boy's ankle pops out. And then he's back playing again next week.
Boom.
Ankle. The highest ankle sprain.
I mean, well, yeah. I think that's a fucking W for the Packers. I mean, they beat.
Oh, yeah.
Who did they play last week? They beat the
Buccaneers.
No, last week. For week 2.
Oh, the Bears.
Oh, they beat the Bears. They lost to the Vikings. That's right. They beat the Buccaneers, a way better team. Yeah, they can beat this team too. Easy. It's Brian Hoyer, bro. Defense is going to have field day.
Who does the Broncos play again?
Broncos by the Raiders.
Raiders. Oh,
like Mo said, 5-3.
Hey, you know what? Give me the Raiders in that one.
They get their first win.
And that's
you got
that's
the Raiders 5-3?
Yeah, Raiders 5. Broncos 3.
Give me the Raiders. What's a good Christian number for Derek Carr?
Seven.
Raiders 7. Raiders 7, Broncos 5.
There you go, bro.
There you go.
Raiders 7, Broncos 2.
Rams 49ers.
Rams Niners. Oh, Jimmy G's ass, dude. Jimmy G didn't get to play in the preseason, so this is week 2 for preseason for him, so I think he throws 2 interceptions instead of. No,
it's funny. I feel like the Niners did, because they were saying, like, Jimmy G's back, the team's rallying around him. I'm like, bro, I feel like the Niners fuck with Jimmy G as a bro, not as a quarterback.
I think so, too. JSA. But the thing is, like, you've been through so much with this man.
Strip club Jimmy.
I can't, man.
Trey Lance, man.
Oh, man. All right,
yo, Jimmy G definitely goes to Tootsie's, bro.
100%. I mean, he fucked. You know, he fucked that stripper, Kiara Mia. I think her name is
Strip Club Jimmy.
Something like that. Yeah, but I was gonna say
Cowboys Commanders.
Give me Commanders on the spread though. Give me Commanders on the spread. We're wearing our all black uniforms. So.
Y'all are gonna win. I think that's a game y'all have to win.
Hey, look.
You cannot lose this game.
Hey, Carson has a fellow ginger. You can't let another ginger win.
You cannot let Cooper beat you, Cooper Rush.
You can't let another ginger.
You guys win. On paper, y'all have more firepower on offense.
Agreed. But their defense is lights out.
Michael Parsons is playing like
Lawrence Taylor. That guy's crazy.
12 sacks.
Let's finish this up. Let's do some call outs real quick, guys.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, you're taking everything I work for, mother. I'm gonna fight your. You know.
So, Mo, I'll let you start off. I don't know. You guys over here, you Eagles fans, probably have no one to call out.
I have someone to call out, but it's clearly not someone on the Eagles.
He's ready. I mean, well, okay, I'll start to it then.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a lot to call out. I mean,
go ahead. I want to make sure I'm not calling out who y'all are calling.
I'm going to call out my head coach, Riverboat Ron Rivera. I mean, 2 weeks in a row, you've spied the team 22 and 24. Points. It's just unprofessional football, man. I'm tired of it, Ron. I've been giving you the benefit of the doubt. Like, you were the right man for the job, but you don't look like you're the guy, man. You know, I'm tired of you. Over here, I even knew that pass to Devontae Smith was out of bounds, but you over here just, like, lollygagging around, fucking, like, playing touch butt in the park with who? I don't even know who you're playing touch butt in the park with over here. Not you got a freaking flag in your pocket. Just throw it. Who the fuck cares if it wasn't incomplete?
You get two flag challenges per half, right?
You get two challenges per game, man.
Two per game. Throw one of them.
You just throw it.
Be 50%.
God damn, over here moving like molasses and shit, bro.
Because then you just build a reputation. You don't challenge that. I'm just going to say, yeah, it was a catch. What are you going
to
do about it?
He has a prideful philosophy. He's like, we don't need a challenge to win the game.
Well, we should be playing by ethics. We
overcome this.
All I'm saying.
Well, you know what? It was in bounds. What are you going to do about it?
Look, all I'm saying is Ron Rivera, we're in year three of this so-called year rebuild. You said it yourself, year three, you expect big changes. It's year three. I'm seeing the same fucking shit, man. I'm seeing the same fucking shit, you know? Pick your shit up, bro. Like, I'm being dead ass, bro, as a fan of this team, bro. As a fan of you. Pick your shit up, bro. Damn, that's it. No, that's real shit. I'm being serious right now. I'm not doing no call out to fuck around. I'm pretty pissed off right now.
Sound like you could have pulled up a few places. Talk to him like a man.
I would talk to him like a man. I'll pull up wherever you need me to pull up, bro.
I'm gonna call out.
If you need to take a shit, I'll pull up right in his fucking toilet, bro. I know I ain't playing around.
Damn.
I'm dead ass. Y'all niggas got me pissed off now.
Damn.
All right.
I
can
feel it.
Yeah.
I better fucking feel it. I'll make him feel it.
He'll take a shit. He'll pull up to your crib, bro.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call out. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Why?
That one.
Are you a bitch too?
Yeah. That one cringy comment. I remember that dude got drafted before me. How many catches
you had? That was mad cringe.
Like, damn, bro. Like, yeah. Like, it was just so cringe. It's like, bro, it's uncomfortable. Bro, you're in the league. Be grateful.
Another man on your mind like that.
Like, yeah, like for real. Like, focus on the game.
You think about another man like that?
Imagine if Jalen Rager was like that. He can't be.
How Justin Jefferson feels about Jalen Rager.
The world may never know.
And they're on the same team.
Nah, man. But I'm tired of these athletes who, like, overwatch The Last Dance to the point where, like, oh, I want to take everything personal. I want to be like, you're not Mike, bro. Like, that's not you. That's not you. You did not grow up thinking like that. You feel me? Like, it's like those players that watch, like, you know, they lose it in the championship game, then they watch the other team's trophy celebrations. Like, motherfucker, go back in the locker room with your team.
It's like, I know you're not enjoying this. Like, you're just being weird, dude.
Like, and then ESPN, this is going to be the most hungriest person next year. I haven't seen them since.
All right.
It's funny, because the next year, their team doesn't even get a bowl game.
All right, I'm going to call out the handoff machine, Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Talking about the safety machine?
The safety machine.
The pick six machine.
The two-point pick six machine. The pick two machine.
He didn't even hand the ball off right.
What the hell is this, dog? Like, this man, look at the step back right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Nine step drop back into the racism area of the end zone.
Hey, look.
He knows this is a terrible idea. Fuck it. Here goes bro. Nothing.
Why did they just hand it off a 2nd and 10?
Bro, I would have called him for a travel.
Yeah, that is travel.
I would have called him for travel. And it still would have been a safety.
It looked like a safety.
Traveled in the back of the
end zone. That would have been uncalled in the NBA.
I would have awarded the pick six. Hey, at least. Just because of how bad it was.
At least he put his foot down on racism.
He did. So, a semi call out. But still, I'm going to call you out and I'm going to call Shanahan for that play call.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. Take it easy. We'll see y'all next week, week 5. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. And obviously, our people, our Floridians, stay safe out there. Stay inside, stay indoors. Do not leave your house. You will die.